Blog Talk Radio.
Eastern world, it is exploding, violence flaring, bullets loading. You're old enough to kill, but not for voting. You don't believe in war, but what's that gun you're toting? And even the Jordan River has bodies floating. But you tell me over and over and over again, my friend, you don't believe we're on the eve of destruction. Don't you understand what I'm trying to say? Can't you feel the fears I'm feeling today? If the button is pushed, there's no running away. There'll be no one to save with the world in a grave. Take a look around you, boy. It's bound to scare you, boy. And you tell me over and over and over again, my friend, you don't. Yeah, my blood's so mad, feels like coagulating. I'm sitting here just contemplating. I can't quit the truth, it knows no regulation. Handful of senators don't pass legislation, and marches alone can't bring integration. When human respect is disintegrating, this whole crazy world is just too frustrating. And you tell me over and over and over again, my friend, you don't believe we're on the eve of destruction. Think of all the hate there is in Red China, then take a look around to Selma, Alabama. You may leave here for 4 days in space, but when you return, it's the same old place. The pounding of the drums, the pride and disgrace. You can bury your dead, but don't leave a trace. Hate your next door neighbor, but don't forget to stay great. And tell me over and over and over and over again, my friend, you don't believe we're on the eve of destruction. No, no, you don't believe we're on the eve of destruction. Yeah. Ah, you don't. Oh, sorry.
Oh, boy. All right. Another day. Come and almost gone. You're listening to the C. Robert Jones Situation Report, the Dr. C. Robert Jones Situation Report. Today's date, October 12th, 2011, AD. Beautiful Old Town Alexandria, right across the Potomac from Washington, D.C. The United States of America, planet Earth. The planet from the sun. And once again, I'm your host, Dr. C. Robert Jones. My most heartfelt wish for the mindless minions currently occupying Wall Street is that someday, hopefully, someday soon, they'll get to live in a world based upon their dim-witted delusions. Someday. Actually, though, if these collectivist cretins, or is it cretins, are indeed serious, that world is already here. It's called the Democratic People's Republic of Korea, a.k.a. Communist North Korea. In North Korea, there are no evil corporations or banks to ruin occupiers' lives. Because another pair of collectivist cretins, or cretins, if you will, if you insist, Kim Jong-il and his creepy son, Kim Jong-il, got rid of them a long time ago. In fact, along with ridding North Korea of everything other than that glorious state, the Kim clan has either already met most of the occupiers' demands or simply made them superfluous. Is this what this group of ne'er-do-wells, this group of messy, filthy children want for their country? Is this what the occupiers want? We're going to get into it. We're going to talk about those demands once again because they were hilarious, and I cannot resist putting them out there just one more time. But in the meantime, we're going to take a short break and we'll be right back. You're listening to the C. Robert Jones Situation Report.
And now, a brief but loud communique from the dear leader of North Korea, Kim Jong-il.
Greetings and salutations to the new but badly flawed Obama administration. Already the thin shoulders of your messiah are buckling under the weight of responsibility to build a socialist people's paradise in his first 100 days. A truly strong president, similar to myself, would do this in one day, not 30 or 60 days for a company to submit to me. I would just confiscate the wealth and burn the factory to the ground the same day. And I had such high hopes for you in the beginning. You are weak. And who is this dragon lady you send to lurk at my door? Where is the ever-sexy Madeleine Albright, best midnight basketball forward in all of North Korea? Only she can attempt to stop our launch of the new Bangpan rocket into space with a peaceful satellite greater than even Sputnik. But be forewarned. This new advanced rocket, powered by dung gas and wood shavings, will emit a very large cloud of greenhouse gas into the atmosphere, warming your side of the Earth in the extreme. But we will consider delaying our launch if certain gifts are forthcoming, such as pole dancing exercise equipment, complete with instructions, and correct format DVD, unlike what you sent the British Prime Minister. Then we may also engage in talks, but under no circumstances will President Obama be allowed to visit our country, since the North Korean people already have the one and only Savior Messiah, Kim Jong-il. That is all.
And we're back. I thought that was kind of cute. The other promo was about to start before I cut it off. I played the Kim Jong-il parody because we're talking about the Wall Street occupiers and how they pretty much want America to become another Democratic People's Republic of North Korea. And when we go over the demands once more, you'll see exactly what I'm talking about here. I'm going somewhere with it. Just follow along if you will, please. For demands number one, it's not a typo. There are a lot of demands in demand one. First demand in the list of demands in demand one is the restoration of the living wage we talked about. The restoration of the living wage? North Korea has followed the occupiers' proposed playbook and ended free trade by creating a trade-free society. Additionally, in North Korea, there's no need to slap trade tariffs on imports or cheap products to level the playing field. There is no slap trade tariffs on imports or cheap products to level the playing field because the Kims have created an import-free society as well. As for the $20 an hour minimum wage demand. Life's just too short, literally, in the kingdom to worry about something inconsequential. When one is privileged to live under the cradle to early grave care of the dear leader, but our young folks occupying Wall Street and other parts of the country, well, that's just a technicality. So, let's move on to demand two, a universal single-payer healthcare system. Well, that was instituted way back in 1948. For more than 60 years now, all of North Korea's lucky citizens have received the same horrendous level of medical treatment, very much like the president wants us to have here in this country. Because you see, for those of us who worked hard and can afford the very best health care, well, that's just not fair. The fact that you and I were able to work hard, get decent jobs, work for decent companies, get decent health care, it's not fair to those who were unable to do so, or unwilling, or too lazy, or simply did not have the drive to strive for a better life, or simply wanted something for nothing. It isn't fair that we have so much while others have so few. The occupiers will be heartened to know that everyone does his or her fair share of suffering. And fear not, dear occupiers, because the government is in charge, just like you want it. Greedy private insurers cannot take money away from doctors, nurses, and hospitals because there is no money. But the biggest benefit is that there are no big pharmaceutical companies to stick it to the average North Korean by producing life-saving drugs, or any drugs for that matter, and then selfishly expecting payment in return. Oh, hell no. Perish the thought. Perish it. Let me give you an example right now of exactly what I'm talking about here tonight on the C. Robert Jones sit rep. Listen to this and try not to laugh or cry.
Your sign. Tell me about your sign.
My sign? It says, throw me a bone, pay my tuition.
Why?
Why? Because I think these billionaires are getting a lot of money just out of greed. They're exploiting people, the underclass, like lower class people, middle class people.
How do they do that?
How do they do that? Just through, I guess it has to do with the government as well. For example, we get taxed more than they do.
That's not true.
It's not true.
Do you know the country with the highest corporate tax rate in the world?
Okay, but that doesn't mean...
The United States, 35%.
Yeah, that's in comparison to other countries, but I'm talking specifically.
But 35%, that's pretty high. And also, 1% of the population pays 40% of all the taxes.
Well, just reading like statistics from what I've seen, like for every dollar that we're taxed, corporations are taxed like 25 cents. And that just doesn't seem fair to me.
Where did you read that?
Online.
Okay. Let's just suppose that there was lots of money and there was no economic crisis there. Why should anyone pay for your college tuition?
Why?
Yeah.
It's just my opinion.
No, but I mean, give me the reason for it. Like, why should... I'd quite like a new car. Should that be paid for?
Your car?
Yeah.
No, I mean, it's whatever. People can say whatever they want.
So of course you can say what you want, but I'm asking why that in particular, like...
Just because it's what I want.
Yeah. But I mean, you can't just have everything you want paid for, surely.
No, but I can put it out there. I can say what I want.
Right.
So that's what I think.
Okay, that's fine. But I mean, from my perspective, what you've done is you've basically written stuff you want on a sign, like a Christmas list, and then you're holding it in the air.
Yeah, why not? Why not?
Okay, fine. Thank you.
And we're back with the C. Robert Jones situation report. See, this is a prime example of why no one's taking these guys seriously. This young man, it typifies what's going on all throughout this so-called movement. They're putting stuff on signs. They're just asking for something for nothing. How sad is it that America has gotten to the point where our young people are pretty much asking for something for nothing? Obviously, these folks are jobless, most of them, but that's neither here nor there, right? They want something for free. Something for nothing. Pretty much. That young man, facts, well, they were just kind of getting in the way. They were inconvenient to him. He read something online. Instead of being intellectually honest, he simply said, he said the truth. He read it online. He doesn't care. The issues to him don't really matter. I've heard people say in the news, especially on Fox News, that politicians, Republicans, conservatives should just simply be empathetic and say, hey, I understand your concerns. And just move on without, blasting these clowns as being, clowns. Now, how could that be? Because we have a situation here where these people don't even, there's nothing to empathize with. They have no real grievances other than to see the government overthrown, the system overthrown, capitalism overthrown, and then, well, we'll figure the rest out later. Meanwhile, Iran basically tells Obama, you're a punk, and I'm going to punk you right now by killing your ambassador on your own soil. What are you going to do? Nothing, because you're a punk. You're a skinny little, big-eared, wannabe intellectual chump. And I'm going to punk you right here and right now by sending a couple of guys over to knock off your ambassador to Saudi and then dare you to do something about it. Wow. And I thought this candy-ass bowing and scraping, bowing to every dictator and potentate that he came across abroad, everywhere, was going to change the tone, change the mood of the country. It was rightly put earlier this morning on Fox and Friends by a former military officer, a high-ranking military officer. If this were the Ronald Reagan administration, and something like this went down, missiles would be flying, asses would be kicked straight away. He would have called in his military advisors and generals and said, how do we proceed? We cannot let this stand. These folks are getting out of hand. Why are they getting out of hand? Because the Obama administration is weak in every way possible. This is a time for a serious president. We need a serious president in the White House. America is facing serious, very difficult times, a very difficult and very serious future. And we have a candy ass in the White House. And that whole thing about getting Osama bin Laden and then killing this this American terrorist dude, Obama doesn't have anything to do with that. These plans were put in place before he came into office. We've been hunting bin Laden for, 15 years now or longer? Just because we get him on Obama's watch doesn't mean that Obama had anything to do with it. Obama is a lightweight candy ass, and he's being tested and challenged and poked and prodded. And this is the equivalent of having a finger pointed in your face and daring you to see what you're going to do about it. That's what we've got here. Now, let's move on back to these occupiers. A single-payer healthcare system, that's what they want. There is, in a way, some good news. when it comes to demand number three, which is a guaranteed living wage income regardless of employment. You heard me right. The cost of living, i.e. barely surviving, is really cheap in North Korea. With an average North Korean living barely surviving wage of $1 per month. Additionally, there are almost no jobs, so employment is not a concern at all. This is the kind of talk that's coming out of these so-called movements, these occupiers. They want a living wage of $20 an hour, regardless of whether they're employed or not. It's insane. But here we go. Well, the good news just keeps coming. As the benevolent Kims have already met demands for free college education, but there are a few strings attached, such as that you do not get to go to college or a college of your choice. If you get to go at all, there would be, that'd be up to the state, the administration. Also, sometimes the benevolent North Korean government might decide to send you to a re-education institution instead, maybe for publicly demonstrating or just because it feels like it. But the bright side? There are no student loans to pay off. That young man that we heard just a couple of minutes ago, he'd be happy. Only the continued payment of a lifelong servitude to the state. Is this what these people are looking for? Is this what they're after? Oh, and worse, we've got these millionaires wandering through the crowd in New York City. We've got P. Diddy in the house. We've got Kanye West or Kanye West. We've got Russell Simmons, millionaires. Millionaires all. Wading through the crowd, supporting the folks. All right, if you're in such support, why not come with a big bag of cash and just make it rain? Come in, make it rain. And you, Mr. Simmons, bring a big stack of those high interest rate cards and then just distribute those. How about that? Just a big stack of cards, of those debit cards. And just make it rain with the cards. Make it rain with cash. Show everyone that you're down with the occupiers. Instead of wading through the crowd, waving and cheering them on and saying, we support you. P. Diddy, Kanye West, Russell Simmons, make it rain. Make it rain with your own personal cash, your own personal funds. Show those filthy heathens, those cretins, that you're down with the struggle. Hell, if you make it rain on Wall Street in New York with the debit cards, Russell, and Kanye and P. Diddy, and Dr. Dre and all you guys out there who are supporting this rabble, if you're down with it, make it rain. Bring the cash. Show them that you're down with the struggle. But you're not going to do that. No, because that's your money, right? Because you earn that money. You earn that money. You earned it honestly, fairly. You're not going to give it away, right? So if you're not going to make it rain on Wall Street from atop one of those big buildings with your debit cards, you, Russell, with those debit cards, those bank cards, and you, Kanye, with all that cash, then why are you saying you're down with these folks? Why are you saying that you're with the program, that you support them? It's hypocrisy. And you know what? 2020's in the house. Billy's here. Blog Talk, Casanova Frankenstein, Alexander Solo, and a whole host of more folks. I'm glad you're here. 2020 should go down in New York. He's got a lot of cash. Make it rain. Kanye West, make it rain. Pay for someone's college. Pick somebody out of the crowd and say, hey, you got to sign up. You need to go to college. I'm going to pay for that. You over there, you need a new house. I'm Russell Simmons. I'll pay for that. You want a free car? I'll pay for that. But instead, they wade through the crowd. They get their photo ops. And then they're gone. Back to the penthouses. Back to eating $15 hot dogs. Back to Starbucks. Back to their Rolls Royces, their Maseratis. Back to the good life. After wading through a crowd of filthy modern-day hippies. That's what we've got here right now. Demand number 5, which is one that the Klan has made unnecessary. And that is to begin a fast-track process to bring the fossil fuel economy, to an end, while at the same time bringing the alternative energy economy up to energy demand. How did the Klan do that? There's no economy in North Korea. The Kim Klan, not the Ku Klux Klan, the Kim Klan. There is no economy in North Korea. So there is no need to fuel it. However, on the bright side, the North Koreans do use an alternative energy, burning feces to heat their homes during the winter. That is a true statement. That's what they do. They're eating bark off of trees. We're talking about a Marxist, socialist, communist country. This is how they're living. So here's what I'm doing for those of you who came in late. I'm comparing pretty much what the Wall Street occupiers want with what is occurring right now, and I'm using North Korea as the model. Because if the occupiers were to get everything listed in their demands, they'd be living exactly like people live in communist North Korea. So I hope you're following along here. Demand number 6 is another superfluous petition. It's $1 trillion in infrastructure. Water, sewer, rail, roads, and bridges. Electrical grid. All that spending right now. Right now. The Kims have made it so North Korea does not need roads and bridges because no one can afford a car anyway. And an electrical grid is just a wasted expense in a country that has barely any electricity. Anyway, the dear leader already, and you can supplant the dear leader with Barack Obama if you wish. The dear leader already makes sure everyone gets his fair share of electricity. And he has been quite generous and innovative when North Korea's water and sewer systems both openly run together through the streets. These are facts, my friends. Facts. This is what's happening in North Korea. If I have studied this, I've studied it all day. If the occupiers get everything they want, this is how we'll be living. So let's move on. We're going to take one more break here while we listen to another occupier talk about what it is they want. You're listening to the C. Robert Jones Situation Report.
Are you here just to be amusing?
Right.
I thought I'd go with the message that I think everyone can agree with.
Yeah.
because there are a lot of different opinions here. So
it's not very coherent, is it?
What?
It's not very coherent here.
No, not really.
No.
But I guess the general opinion is we hate stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, everyone hates stuff.
Yeah.
That's 100% of the country.
There you go.
I hate spiders, so.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm not going to put that on a sign in case they gang up and get me. Anyway, thank you.
All right, we're back with the C. Robert Jones Situation Report. That was a long-haired hippie. Seriously. He looked like somebody from out of the 60s holding up a cardboard sign that simply read, "I hate stuff." One wonders why no one takes these folks seriously. Does one wonder? And while we're talking about the Kims, Kim Jong-il's North Korea, and the occupiers, and how they have so much in common, and what would happen if the occupiers' every demand was met. Let's talk a little bit about Mr. Obama, who has stated now his intention to bypass Congress and enact his jobs bill through the legislative process. The administrative process, going around Congress to figure out which parts of his agenda, which parts of his stimulus can be put into place without Congress's approval. The imperial president, our own Kim Jong-il. Why are not more folks calling for this guy's ouster? When the president of the United States of America, when America gets to the point where the president of the United States says that he is going to openly defy Congress, circumvent Congress. He is saying that he is going to openly defy the Constitution of the United States, disregard the Constitution to, quote, get things done. He says that it's too important. When people are out struggling, when people are out hungry, I have got to do something. And even if it means disregarding the Constitution of the United States, disregarding Congress, then by God, that's what I'll have to do. We're in an emergency situation. How many times have we talked about this, folks? Where the president decides for himself that we are now in an emergency situation and that he has to act now. Many times. So now the president has openly stated that he is going to go around Congress. He's going to find ways to do it. Find ways to get his programs, or get his stimulus implemented without involving Congress at all. Does this bother anybody else besides me? Or have you just grown tired? Have you just grown tired and said, sat to yourself and say, like me many times today, and said, what can we do about this? What can be done about it? Is there anything that can be done about it now? Is there anything that can be done about it ever? I mean, is it too late? Is it? Back, the occupiers. Demand number 8. For a racial and gender equal rights amendment. Well, in North Korea, it's not necessary because all North Koreans are the same race, and regardless of gender, all are treated like prisoners. Of course, all the occupiers are not the same race, though 99% are white, but rest assured, the dear leader would be more than glad to treat them like prisoners too. Did you know that 99% of the occupiers of Wall Street are white folks? Where are the brothers? Where are the black folks? I'll tell you where they are. They're not going to be sitting around with a bunch of dirty, filthy folks and just hanging out like a bunch of hippies. and laying around on in filth and squalor on purpose. Black folks are going to lay around in filth and squalor only as a last resort, not on purpose. And this is I'm not trying to make it a racial thing. It's just the facts speak for themselves. Not that that has anything to do with anything. Billy writes in the chat room that Mr. Obama needs to be charged with treason. Indeed he does. We have a caller on the line on the C. Robert Jones Situation Report. Caller, you're on with the C. Robert Jones Situation Report. Caller. Well, he must have had to go potty or something. All right, we'll get right back to him. Let's get back to the program. Demand number 10. Something about fair elections, which is moot because there are no elections in North Korea. And thus, everyone fairly and equally has the right not to vote. So there's no chance that Wall Street money will corrupt the political process, and not having elections provides the extra benefit of doing away with the necessity of racial policies, like requiring photo ID at the polling places. Demand number 11. Immediate across-the-board debt forgiveness for all of us. Now, I'm down with that. Debt forgiveness. Let my debts go. Let my debts go. That's the only demand that even makes any sense to me at all. But just barely, because forgiving debts means that somebody's not going to get paid. And it just means that the whole process is going to collapse. Because if I go and buy something at a grocery store and charge it, and my debt is forgiven and I don't get paid, then that means the person who sold me the goods don't get paid. And as you can probably tell, there's a domino effect there, and there's another big mess. But I guess that's like forward thinking that those folks don't and the Wall Street occupiers don't really have the time to deal with. Debt forgiveness. The North Korean government unilaterally forgives all of its debts by simply refusing to pay. Not that it could. And of course, there's no consumer debt because there's nothing to consume. They're eating tree bark, literally. Demand 12, outlaw all credit reporting agencies. And that's right. I think I'd like that one too, except I got really great credit, so no. Like universal health care, that was taken care of in 1948. Regrettably, some shooting was involved. A lot of dead folks, a lot of people dropping. And finally, demand number 13. That's about the worker allowing workers to easily unionize. Everyone already knows that there's no need for unions in a workers' paradise like North Korea. All citizens voluntarily work for the good of the state because failing to do so will get them shot. Also, there are barely any jobs in North Korea, so that another reason why unionizing is not an issue. I have no idea why this was thrown in. I guess they just threw that one in there without thinking. Because if you've got a socialist utopia similar to what we see in North Korea, why unionize at all? Why? Well, that's another one of those demands that wasn't quite thought through by these wonderful people. Now, we see that the protesters are stinking up Wall Street, accused of living in filth. And as you can see on my blog talk page, on my show page, the shocking pictures that shows one demonstrator taking a crap on a police car. What a shocking scene. a shocking scene. Take a look at the show page and take a look at this vagrant. No, this protester taking a crap on a police car. Yeah. This is what we're dealing with here, folks. How insane is it? The shocking image demonstrates the extent to which conditions have deteriorated as demonstrations in downtown Manhattan enter the fourth week. Further pictures that you see on my page seem to, well, they've been censored or deemed too graphic to show. Filth and squalor. This is what we've got right now. Is President Obama supporting this protest? Democrats are supporting this protest. According to eyewitnesses, when people ran to tell nearby police that a man was taking a crap on his car, well, they were ignored. Standing downwind of the piles of trash, bankers walked past the man and did a double take before hurrying away, and rightly so. At least the man used his hand to wipe himself and then take a big pile of the crap and chuck it at the bankers, which is what I would have been afraid of if I were a Wall Street banker. Normally, the park that these miscreants are in is clean and inspected every weeknight. Because the protesters refuse to cooperate, the park has not been cleaned since Friday, September 16th, and as a result, sanitary conditions have reached unacceptable levels. Why people continue to hang out there and sleep there every single night is beyond me. But this is the level of people that we're dealing with right here. It sure is. Now, although there are a few protesters that are making strenuous efforts to clean up after themselves, some decent folks out there, after 3 weeks of occupying, the strain of hundreds of people living on the street has begun to take its toll. What a mess. Take a look at the pictures on my page. Now, Police Commissioner Kelly said that at some point, these folks are going to have to go. In fact, he said that if he promised that if the protesters targeted the police, authorities will respond with force. Now, I have predicted that there will be force, that there will be violence, there will be blood come weekend, this weekend. Meanwhile, the protest goes on. Yeah. Now, I got one more audio of these protesters, and I'd like for you to take a listen, and then we'll move on, and then we'll get ready to close out the show. Check it out.
Lower Manhattan home, and as they continue to stand their ground over grievances such as inequality amidst growing wealth and power of the country's top 1%, the movement appears to be spreading. In Chicago, you can see this amateur video shows a group of protesters in front of the Federal Reserve Bank there. Now, this is day 11 of protests. Protesters are actually sleeping outside to get their message heard. In Colorado, protesters took to the streets of downtown Denver. They rallied around the Denver Post newspaper and eventually ended up outside of the Capitol building. And finally, on the West Coast in Los Angeles, once again signs and protests. This time, the protesters took their message to an overpass to yell as passing cars went by. So this is going on all over the country. And here now on our show from New York, activist Christina Gonzalez, who was actually arrested during the New York protest. Thanks for being on the show. So from what I understand, you were arrested for allegedly videotaping. I want to talk about if you feel like your right to freedom of speech, freedom of assembly, or have been violated.
Hi, Lauren. Well, thank you for having me on the show. I definitely feel like my rights have been violated. You know, this country, we stand on freedom of speech, land of the free, home of the brave. These are some of our sayings. And that day, I really felt like they were targeting people who were rallying the crowds, like they were targeting people who they saw were going to be able to have proof of what they were doing. And it really hurt me. At one point, I even cried because I couldn't believe that I was being pushed back with orange nets by cops, stepping on us, pushing us into each other. And you know, you hear these things going on in other countries, but to be having it going on in New York City was astonishing to me. But the crowd saw what was happening, which was the beautiful thing about that day.
So you think you were astonished about how you were being treated protesting in the United States of America?
That's
All right. Let's hold it right there. Where else but in the United States of America can a group of filthy, long-haired miscreants crap on a police car, get away with it, leave filth and trash everywhere, don't pay for anything, and be able to hang out for pretty much a month or months at a time, weeks at a time, and say whatever they want to say, talk about killing their parents or killing a rich person, having Jamie Dimon's head on a stick, his head, a likeness of his head impaled on a stick, kill Wall Street, kill bankers, only in America. But this filthy-looking woman in this video, the audio that I played for you, is crying and whining because she was told to get back. She could. There was a certain line that they were not allowed to cross. Oh, they could protest to their heart's content. Stay there until it's 20 below zero. Didn't make any difference to anybody. The mayor said they are welcome to stay there. There was a certain line at the time that they were not allowed to cross because those parts of the city were being cleaned. The trucks were coming through to clean those parts of the city. But these folks wanted that space anyway. The police simply pushed them back. And they made a big deal out of it. Let's continue on with this disgusting portrayal.
Correct. I mean, we live on slogans about freedom of speech. And, you know, we say, look at the freedoms that we have here. And that's part of the reason why they say that our troops are overseas fighting for our right to freedom. So how is it that when we are out there taking over the streets to show people, to get more recruiters, to get people out here to join us, how...
All right. She said, how is it that when we're out there taking over the streets? Did you hear that part? When we're out there taking over the streets. Here she is on some bizarre television show, clearly exercising freedom of speech. She's complaining about not being allowed to exercise freedom of speech. And then saying that there are people fighting for their freedoms. She's being able to say whatever she wants to say. There was simply a line that she was not allowed to cross. Oh, there's no doubt about that, Beach Bum says. You can bet that none of them ever served anywhere. Of course, and I'm sure this filthy-looking woman, you would think that she would have cleaned up a little bit before she came on this program. She looks like she just escaped from a pile of trash and then was interviewed. But hey, that I don't. Let's listen to more of this disgraceful ranting.
How is it that they're keeping us silenced? How is it that the mainstream media is not reporting on these type of things? It's very. I guess I'm not surprised. I'm a little hurt. And to be there firsthand, it was really, really amazing.
You know, you mentioned the mainstream media, and the mainstream media has really, if they've covered this, they've focused on just the protests, the arrests, or they have, you know, just barely touched it. Why do you think there is no discussion of why all of these activists are occupying Wall Street?
The question was, why is the media not covering it? I'm sorry, can you say
that? Yeah, why don't you think the mainstream media is talking about why you guys are out there?
I mean, because I feel that the media is controlled by the exact people that we're protesting against. You know, I've been looking for the stories everywhere. I'm actually...
All right, hold on, hold on. Now, the media is controlled by the folks that that they're against. Is that the same media that's kissing both cheeks of Obama's ass every minute of every day? That media, all except for Fox News. Fox News, fair and balanced, and my main man, Glenn Beck on Glenn Beck TV, we're covering it every single day. Every single day. It's being covered every single day on Fox News. So who is she talking about? The other 99% of the media are all in for Barack Hussein Obama and this administration. Are these folks not for the administration? Are they against it? Because Barack Obama has given a tacit nod to this occupation. Let's continue on.
Really disappointed with Pix 11. You know, I saw them talking about it yesterday, and it's like, will the protesters, you know, take on the cops again, or, you know, will we confront them? And, you know, they don't really talk about why we're there, or they try to make it seem like, you know, our numbers are dwindling when in fact they're increasing, or they try to make it seem like we're dirty hippies or young teenagers who are now disgruntled because of what's going on, when really it's not the case at all. Instead of coming down there and talking to people and finding out why we're really here, they're making it, misconstruing the situation and making it seem like we have no idea what we're talking about. And actually, RT is one of the first stations that I saw it. That's why I was really eager to come down here and talk with you guys, because I was really thankful for the way you guys are covering the story.
Well, I appreciate your words. We appreciate you being on the show. One of the things that you talked about, you said the coverage by the media has not exactly been spot on. And there is some confusion over exactly what protesters like yourself out there are calling for. How would you describe the movement and your demands?
I guess it's really hard to put it all into one sentence. You know, I have my own reasons. I was actually a victim of domestic violence. I had a man who abused me for several years. And when I went to the cops and the courts, they basically ignored me or demeaned me, and I had cases dismissed and things like that. That's one of my personal reasons. And then seeing how the cops acted the other day, when I saw how violent they were towards the women, I realized that it's no surprise that they weren't there to protect me, because it seems that...
All right, okay. This filthy-looking woman here is complaining. She's protesting... not the 1% who makes all the money, they say, or not the rich and powerful, but the police. She was abused by some man for several years, and although I'm not making light of that, I certainly wouldn't want to do that. But is that why she's protesting? Just the establishment in general, I suppose. It has nothing, it's not specific. This is the problem that we have with these people. Nothing is specific. They have no cohesive, specific grievances. Somebody's out there protesting because some man abused them and the cops wouldn't listen. Somebody's out there to get a free education. Somebody else is out there because they don't want to pay for their own college tuition. Another person's out there because he believes that he's being charged too much for gas. It's just a big, big hodgepodge mess. And is there any wonder why very few people, legitimate organizations, are paying attention? Let's continue.
As though they're targeting women as well. I guess I would say that our message is that people come before profit. Money is just a piece of paper that you hold in your hand. But the human race, we're amazing. Humans are amazing creatures. Why are we not doing more to save our society, to save our culture? It seems as though we put money over everything else. And I guess we're out there to say that, listen, we need more transparency. We want to be told the truth. And we feel that our lives are more important than the almighty dollar. And that's what's gotten so confused. People out there, they don't understand that. And the cops are out there doing their jobs. We understand. But once again, they're there to make money. So here they are hitting peaceful protests.
Cops who work in New York City are there to make money. Interesting. So what if they're there to make money? You know what? The problem I have with these people right here and right now, if you don't want to make money, If you don't want to live a good life and make money and spend money and have things, I don't give a damn. Nobody else has to care. Go on and live in the Humana box or the whatever box you want to live in on the street and, do your own thing. It's all good. I don't care. But I want some money. I want some stuff. I want my things. What business is it of yours? This young woman says that we're all God's creatures and we're all great and we're wonderful. Why should it be all about money? Well, hey, it doesn't have to be about money for you. That's fine. I couldn't care less. Obviously, you need some money to get that hair done and put on a decent outfit. Like she looks like she's wearing a torn shirt and I can see her. She's wearing like a red bra underneath there, and her hair's all messed up. She needs some powder on her face. She needs something going on here. She looks horrendous. But you know what? If you don't, I don't care. I don't have to look at you. Let's finish up.
Testers, when really they should be there to defend us, because we're there to defend them. That's the whole reason why they're there. So I can't speak on behalf of anybody else, but I would think that the main focus of our war right now out there is to say, hey, listen, we're more important than that dollar bill. Please hear us. Are our voices not more important than the money? I mean, I know money talks, but
you don't know what it's saying right now. It's not saying what you want. Really quickly, we don't have time. If there was just one demand, though, that you guys are calling for, could you pinpoint one?
No.
I would say that we need some accountability. There are people out there who have done a lot of harm to not only this country, but the entire planet itself. And I'm calling. I personally am calling for some accountability out there. There are people who have gotten away with so much. They've robbed, they've polluted the environment. There are people who are buying politicians. I need to have some accountability. That's what I want.
All right. Well, thank you for coming on our show and telling us. You heard what protester Christina Gonzalez wants in our New York studio, and we're waiting to see how many of your voices are going to be heard. Thanks for
Christina
being on the show.
Gonzalez, you should really want a bath and to get some of those ugly tats lasered off. That's what Christina Gonzalez should want. She should worry about getting herself a decent stylist, putting on some clean clothes, going out and getting a job. Now, don't I sound like some father from way back in the 50s or early 60s talking about a hippie? You need to go clean yourself up and go get a job. Yeah, I know the irony here. I feel it. I'm 49 years old. The irony is here. I now sound like my dad or my grandfather. Mostly my grandfather. Clean up, hippie. Get rid of some of those tats. You can have them lasered off. Put on some clean clothes. Clean up and go get a job. Stop worrying about everybody else and worry about yourself. That is the story of tonight. I want to thank everybody for listening. You listen to the C. Robert Jones Situation Report. All you guys are great. Wash out. Dried up. Hag. Yes, indeed. You said it, Beach Bum. You are the man. Blog Talk. Casanova Frankenstein. Billy. Beach Bum. Alexander Solo. And everyone else in the chat room. I want to thank you guys for being here. You guys are great. I am out. We're on the eve of destruction. Barry Maguire. From the early 70s. Good night, folks. God bless you, and God bless the United States of America. Yeah.
It is exploding. Violence flaring.
Yeah.
Bullets loading.
Uh-huh.
You're old enough to kill.
But not for voting.
But not for voting.
Mm.
You don't believe in war.
Then what's that gun you're toting?
And even the Jordan River has bodies floating, but you...
Tell me over and over and over and over, my friend. Ow! You don't believe we're on the eve of destruction. Yeah. It is a great song, Beach Bum. I'm sorry I'm singing over it. I dig it, though. Good night, folks.
If the button is pushed, there's no running away. There'll be no one to save with the world in a grave. Take a look around you, boy. It's bound to scare you, boy. And you tell me over and over and over again, my friend, you don't believe we're on the eve of destruction. My blood's so mad, feels like coagulating. I'm sitting here just contemplating. I can't switch the truth, it knows no regulation. Handful of senators don't pass legislation, and marches alone can't bring integration. When human respect is disintegrating, this whole crazy world is just too frustrating. And you tell me over and over and over again, my friend, you don't believe we're on the eve of destruction. Think of all the hate there is in Red China, then take a look around. Just tell me, Alabama, you may leave here for 4 days in space, but when you return, it's the same old place. The pounding of the drums, the pride and disgrace. You can bury your dead, but don't leave a trace. Hate your next door neighbor, but don't forget to stay grace. And tell me over and over. No, you don't believe we're on the eve of